Criminocracy and Its Lies, 26th of June, 2023. Why is it so notoriously difficult to apply an accurate and generally accepted political label to the society we live in today? Officially, we in the West are still supposedly in a condition of democracy, although as our rights and freedoms rapidly disappear and the power of unelected global networks becomes increasingly blatant, this now seems like a sick joke. Many of us have long used the term capitalism to describe the status quo, fully aware that capitalism depends on the power of the state to impose its rule. But because so many apparently regard capitalism as describing free enterprise as opposed to state control, and see the current reality as something other than pure capitalism, the label always provokes objections. The attacks on the middle classes, small businesses and low-level private property being launched under the Great Reset lend ammunition to those who regard it as representing the rise of communism. But pure communism, which, like pure capitalism, has probably never existed, could not amount to the domination of the ultra-rich over the people. So the label is not helpful. For several years, I and others have been drawing attention to the close parallels between contemporary state corporate totalitarianism and historical fascism. For me, this equation is merely confirmed by the fact that it is declared inadmissible, even offensive, by the powers that be, and that they often use that same term to smear dissidents. However, I do take the point that fascism was merely one particular form of an evolving entity, and that the obvious superficial differences between Hitler and Mussolini's regimes and today's woke world order render the label confusing for some, and thus not universally convincing. Some like-minded observers prefer to use the term technocracy, and for sure, the unquestionable domination and control of technique at the expense of all human values is a key characteristic of today's system. But for me, the notion of rule by scientists and experts misses out the key element of what lies behind that technocratic rule. If actual power resided with technicians, we might be prepared to take them at their word that they are ruling us in the common interest, or at least in what they think is the common interest. But this is far from being the case, as technique is a tool of the global ruling class, designed to maintain and increase their power and wealth with no regard at all for the common good. In truth, the system today combines elements from all the labels I've mentioned. It is the rule of an ultra-rich group which is prepared to abandon the veneer of democracy and use its technique to impose a global industrial slave system, sharing many of the worst characteristics of historical fascism, while hiding behind a communistic, egalitarian, green facade. Even this does not tell the whole story, however. These ultra-rich are not rich by chance or because they work harder or better than the rest of us. They are rich because they're criminals who have, like dry rot, gradually taken over the whole structure of our societies. The system under which we live is therefore a criminocracy, ruled by criminals. No wonder it's so difficult to find the appropriate political label to stick on their global operation, their great racket. They are motivated by no belief system at all, other than the ruthlessly sociopathic pursuit of their own self-interest. Political ideas and movements are just devices for them, masks to be worn and discarded as suits their needs, labels to be attached to others so as to divide, distract, and divert them. Lying is always a key component of criminality above the merely brutal level. It is, after all, important not to be found out. An apprehended shoplifter will usually say they forgot to pay before leaving the premises. A clever burglar caught red-handed climbing out of your back window with your TV might claim he was putting it back, having chased off the actual offender. A murderer may well provide a seemingly watertight alibi for the night in question. When people do something bad and then lie about it, it's up to society to find out the truth, expose the lie, and then act accordingly. But what happens when that society is run by the criminals themselves? Under a criminocracy, the lies of the criminals become official truth. Because they know that these lies are ultimately flimsy, and there will always be amateur detectives who will see through them, any challenge has to be crushed. Gaslighting is deployed on a vast scale by the criminocrats to silence their truth-seeking critics. investigating and revealing their lies is presented as demented conspiracy theory, as harmful disinformation, or as dangerous hate speech. In the inversion that is so typical of the system, exposure of their criminal activity and associated lying is itself defined as criminal. I'm noticing a certain panic in the air as more and more of us wake up to the sordid reality of global corruption, greed and theft. They're not going to get away with this. The criminocracy is nothing but a house of cards fabricated by professional con artists. And very soon now, the fresh breeze of truth is going to blow it down.